For more information about this unique business opportunity, please go to www.4stepconsultants.com. That's www.4stepconsultants.com. There you can download our free information package and also join us in one of our daily live webinars. Again, that's www.4stepconsultants.com. Thanks and enjoy the podcast. Hi there, this is Matt Law, and you're listening to the Insider Secrets to Leveraging an Internet Business from Home. Over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the business opportunity as a four-step marketing consultant. I'm going to share with you my story and how I became a four-step marketing consultant and how I started this business. I want to make you a couple promises before we get started. First and foremost, there is nothing for sale on this audio MP3. I'm not going to try to persuade you to buy some course or kit or anything like that. This is an informational only audio, and I'm going to tell you about what it is to be a four-step marketing consultant, how it works, how you can work from home, make six figures, and do exactly what I do. Secondly, I want to tell you is that this is my story. It's not some made-up story. It's basically what happened to me and my family over the last few years. I also have proof to back it up, so you can go to www.4stepconsultants.com. You can see proof videos of all my income and also hear from some of my other consultants. So with that said, I want to go ahead and jump into my story and tell you how I got into this business and how I became a four-step consultant. First and foremost, I should tell you that my background is not in the internet or computers or anything like that. My background is actually in finance. I got into the mortgage business back in 1999, and this is back in the day when there wasn't a lot of people in the mortgage business. And I did pretty well in it, and I needed to find a way to buy a ring for my fiance and now wife, and buy a home and all those things. So I got into the mortgage business back in 99, and I did pretty well. In 2001, I opened my own company, Freedom Home Loans, right after 9/11. And this is before the big housing boom. And as you know, in 2004 and 5 and 6, the housing boom exploded where values doubled. And we were a very conservative mortgage company. We're actually a correspondent lender, which means we would close loans, and then we would sell them on the secondary market. And we were on the retail side, which meant we dealt locally with customers. So we worked with real estate companies and did mostly purchase loans. And I'll tell you that, unlike what you may read on TV, not all the mortgage companies were bad. We were actually a very good mortgage company with a very good reputation in town and very well liked by our clients. We had about 15 loan officers at any given time working for us. Staff of processors, front-end desk, marketing girls that work for us, and had a wonderful company, and I love going to work every day. What I will tell you is that as I worked those long hours and worked hard, I began to get very sick back in 2006. I lost about 40 pounds in about 3 months, and the doctor said, I'm basically working too hard, and I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I had blood sugars over 500 at 29 years old from just basically burning both ends of the stick, working hard at night to get things done, working hard, getting up early, working hard, not exercising, not eating right. I was not overweight. I have no history of diabetes in my family. I was just purely pushing it too hard as a entrepreneur. In 2007, things began to get pretty tight. I noticed a big change in the industry. People couldn't afford these outrageous payments. The purchase market began to slow down greatly. And we decided to take out some lines of credit just in case we needed them to float us through some hard times. And we noticed that our revenues began to go down pretty quickly. and our loan officers couldn't close loans. The lending guidelines were changing. No one could qualify. And almost in 2007, right about, I guess, say, probably June or July, the entire industry came to a total standstill. Loans were not able to be sold. We couldn't get them closed. They were getting rejected in underwriting. And the stress was unbelievable. At that time, we were losing about $30,000 per month. My wife worked in our company as well. And basically, we found ourselves in a very, very bad spot. I had to fire all of our staff, which included my father-in-law and my sister-in-law that worked for us at the time, and a lot of very dear friends. And we were basically unemployed and didn't have any idea of what was going to happen next. We began to fall behind on our mortgage, which was our dream house, which we had renovated, 3,800 square foot house on an acre and a half of land, beautifully sodded, great landscaping, beautiful house. And basically, we began to fall behind on that. The foreclosure proceedings started. At the same time, we were getting sued by some of the companies that we had lines of credit with. Although we didn't have much personal debt besides our mortgage, our business was indebted with these lines of credit that we were going to use to float us through these hard times, hoping that they wouldn't last. And we began to get sued through judgments and all of these different letters, and creditors were calling us for the business. And basically, we were forced to either declare bankruptcy or the fact that they were going to freeze our checking accounts, which didn't have much money in them anyway, as we were receiving unemployment. And I got to tell you, it was probably some of the lowest times in our lives. For some of you listening to this who have been through hard times, I want you to know that I can relate. I know what it's like to have a lot of money, and I know what it's like to not have any money. And thankfully, I know what it's like to have money again. So as I began to search for a way to get a job or look for a job market, I knew the mortgage industry was going to be off limits for me, because basically what bank is going to hire somebody with a 400 credit score, with a bankruptcy and a foreclosure, since they do all these credit checks when you're applying for a job. So I began to look in so many different avenues to try to find work, internet, everywhere. And I would just apply for jobs on Monster and Career Builder all day long. And our at that time, our unemployment was getting ready to run out. We had to pay our bills. We were getting kicked out of our house because of the foreclosure, filing the bankruptcy, moved into a rental home. And basically, I landed a job by some miracle at some company in Orlando that basically I was going to help with the marketing on the e-commerce or internet side. And the boss basically hired me because he thought that I would be a good addition to the team because of my background in business. And so what happened was, is I got the job, and he told me I got 45 days to go learn and study and get ready for this job. So I went out, and I busted my tail, and I was reading books. I read about, you know, five or six internet books, studied online a lot, and I was ready to get started working for this company and to try to help them, and I was just grateful that I had the job. And the Friday before I was supposed to start, I got a call from the guy, and he told me basically due to the economy, he wasn't going to be able to hire me. And I hung up the phone and my heart sunk, and I thought, how in the world am I going to tell my wife? I don't have a job anymore. Unemployment's running out. How are we going to pay our rent? And we went from being very wealthy to being very broke and into a very bad situation, just like many of you are going through or have gone through during these tough times in the economy. And I basically had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't think it could get any worse. And then the next morning, I woke up not feeling so good. And throughout the day, I ended up getting 102-degree fever. And I had strep throat, and I was in bed for four more days. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it just doesn't get any worse than this. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of tears cried, a lot of hard times going on in the law family back in those days. We had a six-month-old daughter, and we're pretty stressed out. So as I sat there with my strep throat and I thought, what in the world are we going to do? There's no way I'm going to be able to get a job in enough time to provide for my family. I need something to happen. And it was almost like, you know, an idea dropped in my heart. You know, I believe it was from God. Some people will say it was a thought I had, but one way or the other, I decided that it would be in my best interest to start a marketing agency and just start a business and run it out of my home and see what happened. Maybe I could make a little money until I landed a job, I thought. And so I started Law Marketing Systems, and that's the name of my company that I operate right now. And, you know, thinking about it back then, I didn't even have time to create a good name. I just picked my last name, which is Law, L-A-W. And I said, let's just start a business, and I will be a marketing consultant, and I will help people market their business online. I had just read these five books, and I figured, hey, maybe I'll be able to do this. When I got started, I knew that I had to find a couple of things. First of all, I needed to be able to find businesses that could use my marketing and need that marketing. And with a recession, I knew that people would be looking for other ways to make money, but I also knew that their marketing dollars are going to be tight. So I knew that that was going to be difficult. And the second thing I had to find was a team of people that I could outsource the work to do the marketing, because I don't know how to code websites. I don't know HTML. I'm not an SEO guy. I know more about it now. I wasn't as much back then. I didn't know how to do all these things, and I had to basically build a business out of nowhere. So I remember being sick with 102-degree fever, kind of writing some content for a website, and then going out and looking for people that could be basically my outsourced staff. And through some happenstance and just continue to look, I basically put together a system that allows me to work 100% of the time from home. It allows me to not do most of the work, but to outsource 90% of the work. I put together a virtual team of people that I talk to and chat with on Google Chat or on Skype on a daily basis, and a couple of different tools I've put together, and it basically allowed me to work 100% of the time from home and run a virtual marketing agency. And during the first 3 months, we went from being broke to making about $25,000, and I realized that I was definitely onto something. And at that time, we put away the thought of getting a job, and I realized that if I could iron some things out of my business, that I definitely have a very valid business that I can run from home, make a lot of money, outsource the work, and basically have a pretty easy life. Now, if you remember, I going back to in 2006 when I got diagnosed with diabetes, one of the things I've been wanting to do is to work less and to make more. And so I realized that this was almost a dream come true. And even to today's day, we've made $300,000 in the last 24 months. In 2010 alone, we're going to be pretty close to $200,000 in revenues. I keep about 75% of the income. The rest is paid to my outsourcing staff and to my very low overhead. Of course, since you work from home, your overhead's going to be very low, just your toll-free number, a couple website hostings, and whatever staff, whatever projects I outsource. The business model is very simple. Any form of marketing that a business could use, we offer. And really, the sky is the limit, because since I am not doing the work and I outsource that work to my team, basically, you know, we can do any type of marketing. We've done all kinds of stuff. We are shooting a television commercial that's going to air in the fall. And of course, I don't know how to do this stuff. Basically, I went out and learned how to do it, and then I hired the right people that could get it done, marked up the price, and then sent that on to my customer. Website design, I'm not a website designer. But basically, we sell that service. Pay-per-click marketing, various forms of internet marketing that grow revenues. And as the last 3 years have panned out, I figured out what works and what doesn't work in internet marketing and basically marketing in general. And so I'm able to advise my customers with these services. And, you know, although I am marking up the services and making a great profit for myself, we're providing a tremendous value for our customers as well, and our customers really like us as well. So just to kind of give you a picture of what a day in the life of Matt Law in a four-step marketing consultant looks like, typically on an average day, I wake up about 9 o'clock. You say, I have two small kids, and you wonder why I'm able to sleep in. It's because I have a wonderful wife. I tend to work the later hours. I'm a night owl by nature, and I usually sleep in, and then I come to work after having a cup of coffee with my wife or going for a walk. We walk a lot of mornings. Then I'll come into the office about 10. I usually work maybe 10 to noon or 10 to 1, and then we'll go to lunch. I'll come back from lunch, maybe work a couple more hours, work on a couple projects and hobbies of mine that I have online, and I'll manage my business, manage my contracts, make sure everything's going the right way, and then I will go home for the day, which is about a 10-second commute. I don't have any permanent staff that are on a W-2 payroll or anything like that. All of my staff are contractors, outsourced. I don't pay any rent. I have an office right here in my home. I'm very low overhead. Again, basic expenses are your toll-free number. My business pays for my cable, my high-speed internet, my cell phone, and everything else as well. So if you have your business pay for those things, it's going to be a tax write-off. 75% of the money, again, is profit. No license to get started. It was very easy to do once I figured out some of the secrets. In 2009, I realized that some of my clients were using me for some parts of marketing, but then they were using other companies for other parts. And so I decided that I needed to find a way to engage my clients more and to get them to sit down and talk to me so that I can offer more consulting. And I came up with the four-step marketing. The four steps in marketing are really nothing new under the sun. These are things that I've read in books and I've learned from running my own business in the past. But what I did is I packaged them up in a four-step way, where as I sat with a customer, I could basically ask them questions about what they're doing here, 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 and here during the four steps and figure weaknesses in their business marketing plan. And then from that sit-down meeting, I could then write a marketing plan for them, which would basically be a proposal. And I realized that this was a very powerful thing, because the first time I offered it, I made about $8,500 in a weekend. I got an all-expense-paid trip to Colorado, and I sat down with a client. He rented me an H3 Hummer and treated me very well. And we sent him this marketing plan, and I made $8,500 in a weekend. And I realized that I was on to something big. Now, I have other clients that have went into the four-step marketing. I'm actually met with a company in California twice this year. They've flown me out to Los Angeles twice, and I sat down, and we've grown their business from $20,000 a month to $50,000 a month using these four steps of marketing. They pay me about $5,000 a month. $4,000 of it is profit. The rest of that money, that $1,000 goes to my staff to help their business grow. And, you know, we've helped their business double in revenues in the last 6 months. So they're more than happy to pay me my fee every month as long as their business is growing. Going out to Seattle in December, late November, early December of 2010 on another contract. So I've been able to travel all over. I've been to Arizona, Denver, California, Seattle, And of course, I'm in Florida, so I basically have a lot of clients out west. So it's a really interesting business. Some of the services that we provide, in case you're interested in email marketing, we help clients with their email automation and follow-up, search engine optimization, helping them rank at the top of Google, affiliate marketing, helping businesses set up an affiliate website so basically they can have affiliates sell their products. We've helped real estate agents build websites. We've helped people set up online shopping carts. Remember, I don't do any of this work myself. It's all outsourced to my team, and they basically do the work, and I manage the project. The consulting side of it that we built in over the last year has allowed me to charge more, make each client's value much higher, and greatly increase our client sales as well. So you have heard a little bit about the 4-Step Marketing Consultant platform and what it's like to run this business. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about what we provide in this business opportunity so you can know if it's for you or not. First of all, anyone that wants to become a 4-Step Marketing Consultant is going to get a whole lot of really good training. First of all, I'm going to send you over 10 what I call life-changing business books, and I'll send these over to you. Some of them are on audio. You can listen to it like this MP3, and some of them are hard format, and you can read through those, and you're going to get those before we ever start training. The next thing is going to be your training in Orlando, Florida. You're going to need to fly down to Orlando, spend a week with myself and whoever else is in your training group. Our training groups are usually pretty small, as I'm pretty straightforward that our goal is not to be a huge, giant, massive corporation. My goal is to stay small and to keep our company small and keep life simple so that I can work less and have less stress. So when you fly into Orlando, we're going to have a week of training. I'm going to teach you the entire system, what the 4 steps are, and walk you through those. Then we're going to show you how to build your outsourced team. We're going to show you all of the systems and technology we use for auto billing, all of that. We're going to walk through some sample projects. We'll write a couple proposals. I'll show you how to do all of this stuff in that week-long training in Orlando. You can also bring your partner or your wife with you as well. My wife works with me in my business part-time. Of course, we have a 6-month-old right now and a 3-year-old, so our life is pretty busy here at the house. Additionally, you're going to get access to the 4-Step Marketing Consultant membership area. In the membership area, I go through more in detail about different services you can offer. In brokering, I teach you how to broker and use some tools to broker services overseas or to different parts of the U.S. I will tell you that not all the business that we broker is overseas. A good portion of the website development is in India, but we have a writer in Atlanta that writes for us, a PHP developer, which is like a more technical programmer, works over in Ireland. So we have a team all over the world, but I'll teach you how to set up your team, recruit people, get them to work for you, and have them more than willing to handle your projects for you. Inside the membership area, there's a forum. There's all kinds of great tools, all kinds of templates and resources, templates for your business card, templates for brochures, templates for a folder if you want to do a presentation folder, all of the pricing sheets, all of the free reports that you can brand so that you can look really good to your clients. These are all the things that I use to get clients as well. I don't know if I said this before, but the average client is worth anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 to $30,000, maybe even $50,000, depending on how big the business is. And you'll find that if you do a good job managing the project, that it's going to quickly become a very expensive project and you're going to make a lot of money on it. So we'll talk to you about all of that, and all of those resources are inside the membership area. So it's a really cool place to go for support. On top of that, we have ongoing webinars and seminars where I'll go in and I'll talk to you, and we'll talk as a group to figure out what you're doing wrong or what you're doing right or what's new in marketing. We're also going to give you a custom website with a control panel. We'll design a logo for you. Of course, it's very easy for us to do that because we have people that we outsource to that do great logo design. We'll help you set up your own business. You'll have your own domain name, own company name, your own logo. And we'll give you all the certifications as a four-step marketing consultant. So you'll be able to take a client and walk them through all the levels of business growth and marketing, and you'll be able to have a team, your own team set up that you manage of outsourced people that do the work. So we're going to set up these websites for you. You're going to have your own custom website, have content on it. You can rewrite the content. You can edit it. We'll have an email opt-in so people can opt in to your free offer, and you can send them over some information about your company. We're also going to set up for you a blog. It's built on WordPress, where you can go in and you can write posts on that, and that's very it's going to be optimized for your local area so that you can get marketing business in your local geographic area. And then we're also going to explain to you all of our systems for billing, automatically bill your clients, receive payments, how to manage your projects online, how to plan your days so that you can have the most time, how to do accounting, all of that stuff is included. The last thing, and this is the question you probably have to say, is, Matt, how do I get clients? Well, that probably is the easiest part of the business. I only usually market maybe twice or three times a year. We're getting ready to market again here in the next few weeks. But basically, I'll market for 2 or 3 days online. And keep in mind, I don't even market in my local area here in Orlando. I don't go knock on doors on business or anything like that. It's all done online. When I go looking for work online, and I also have people contact me periodically as well because of my marketing online through podcasts and different things like that, we typically land a client within the first few days. And then basically we're not marketing anymore because once I have so many clients and so much revenues, I really don't have room to take on new clients, which is a good thing. You'll see as a four-step consultant is you don't have to have a whole lot of clients to make a lot of money. Like right now I think we have 7 clients in our pipeline, 7 projects that we're working on. This month we're going to do about $18,000 in revenue. Last month we did 17. And then the month before we did 18,000 a month. And I think 1 month, November or December of 2010, right now it's October, we should have probably even, I'm thinking we're going to have a $20,000 a month again, which we've had a couple, this year already. So 75% of that money we're going to keep. We're going to work from home, going to get to spend time with your family, less work, more fun. It's a great business to be in, and I got to be honest with you, I can't believe that we stumbled upon this, and I'm excited about it, and I'm excited to share this information. Now, you might be wondering why we're sharing this information and why we're selling it in the form of a business model. First of all, I want you to know that my goal is not to be some huge franchise company where we have thousands of employees pressuring to sell franchises. We're all about marketing, and good marketing is that the marketing does the work for you. So basically, we are selling these licenses. We're selling them cheaper because we don't have a sales staff. We have good marketing in place to help us sell the licenses. My goal is not to have a huge staff helping me manage this, but it's to keep my team of outsourced people that I use, to train myself, and to allow the membership area to continue to train and educate you and give you all the tools that you need. That is why we are selling these so affordably. The reason we are selling these is because right now I honestly can't handle more marketing clients. Otherwise, I'd have to work more hours. And I don't want to do that. Right now, it's all about the time for myself, for my family, for my health, and for doing the things that I want to do. So I realize that I can sell these licenses and make some extra money, and I can also help some of you guys out there that want to own your own home-based business, work from home, work online, and have a valid business that brings value to people. So next thing I want to talk about is the pricing for the training and for the business and everything that you'll need. I'm not going to put the price on this audio right here because I'm not sure what the price will end up being by the time we're done selling the licenses. Granted, we're going to start them off lower. I know that the starting price is going to be low, and then we're going to raise them up as more and more consultants go through our training and grow their own business. I will tell you, in 2009, we trained about 5 consultants, and they all have done very well. And now we are basically relaunching the 4-Step Marketing with more tools and more resources based on their experience. And you're going to find that the 4-Step Marketing platform is very well done, and I'm really committed to seeing you successful. So I will tell you, the pricing is not $50 or $40 or $30 or even $25,000. It's going to be much less than that, depending on when you get in. I'll also tell you that we do offer some owner financing, and we can do that because basically we have no overhead, and it's a pretty easy to do business. So we do offer some owner financing. So if you're interested in the next step or learning more about this business, I'll give you what the next steps are. The first thing you have to do is you have to electronically sign a non-disclosure agreement, and you need to go to www.4stepconsultants.com, and then you can either opt in on the homepage and you can read my free report, or if you already have that, you can go straight to NDA, that's 4stepconsultants.com/NDA as in non-disclosure agreement, and then you'll get access to sign that non-disclosure agreement. Once you sign that, you're going to get access to one of my daily webinars where you can log in and you can basically learn more about the business. I'll basically walk you through another training session and show you some of our client projects we've done and everything we've done, but you'll have that non-disclosure agreement signed for confidentiality. And then the other thing is, I'm going to email you over our 4-step business plan, which is basically the business plan of someone running a 4-step marketing consultancy from their home. Now, this is not a franchise, so there's no franchise fees. It is a home-based business opportunity. Unlike all these other get-rich-quick scams, it's legitimate, it's business, you'll need accounting, and I'll go through all of that in the training. I want to end off by saying that I realize that this business isn't for everyone. Some people out there want to, you know, have an internet business where they are required to do no work whatsoever. And I want to tell you that there's no business like that that exists. There's some days that I don't work at all, and there's some days that I work very hard. And there's lots of customers that I work for that basically they make millions of dollars a year and they don't work very hard. But I will tell you that every business getting started online takes a tremendous amount of work. As your business grows and you learn about marketing, I will tell you that you're going to see so many areas of opportunity to make money online. Because as you make money for other people, you also learn how the internet works and how internet marketing works and how conversion works. I understand that very well, and that is why we're very good at selling our 4-step marketing consultancy, quite frankly. But I will tell you, it's not for everybody. To me, it's the best thing that ever happened because now I'm able to be home with my family. My stress is lower. The income's good. It's recurring income, and I'll explain that more if you sign the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement. I'll show you how the revenues work and show you some of my revenues in the webinar. So what I'd encourage you to do is go to 4stepconsultants.com/non-disclosure agreement or 4stepconsultants.com/NDA. Sign that, check your inbox, you'll get the business plan, and you'll also get access to the webinar. Now, the webinar will tell you what the next step is, which would basically be you signing up as a 4-step consultant to go through the next training. And during the seminar, I'll also show you how you can get access to me to chat with me for 30 minutes about the business opportunity. In closing, I just want to thank you so much for listening to this audio program. Hopefully it's given you some good insight about what the 4-Step Marketing Consultant does and what our business model is. I encourage you to go to 4stepconsultants.com/NDA, sign our non-disclosure agreement, and then you'll receive the business plan, and also you can attend one of our webinars. In the emails that you will receive after signing the NDA, you'll also receive all the pricing and financing information as well. Hope you're having a great day, and I look forward to talking to you soon and perhaps having you as part of our 4-Step Marketing Consultant team. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.